Okay, so what's up? Nothing? Well, it's all on me. Would you expect me to sit here and talk incessantly while you just sit there and say nothing? That's a little one-sided, isn't it? I feel like I'm your puppet, like you sit there in your high and mighty chair, and I'm supposed to dance in front of you and tell jokes and be philosophically correct and be observational while you just sit there and don't do anything. Well, I'm sick of it. It's about time you did something. So go on, do something, and I'll watch you. I'll listen to you. Go on, do it. You got nothing, huh? You got nothing. That's what I thought.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
So it's all on me, huh? Is that it?
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. It's the thing that you clicked on. Remember? Very odd relationship, don't we? Especially those of you that listen to this program every weekday, and I thank you for doing it, as pathetic as you may be. We have a strange relationship. You sit there and I talk, and it doesn't go on forever, believe me. But it's just it's an odd thing. It's although I prefer it this way, I prefer that you don't talk. I'll do all the talking. I prefer that. That's a nice relationship.
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
No, if life were only that simple, but it's not. Some people just don't shut up. Do you know people like that? I call it verbal diarrhea. They just never shut up, ever. And I find myself, when I'm conversing with these types of people, what I constantly say is, and your point is, get to the point. And what is your point? And your point is, and okay, but let's get to the point. Because that's the way I am. I have a very short attention span, not because of any mental deficiency, but because you are just really boring. Unless you constantly stimulate me, I'm kind of off somewhere else. Now, I know what you're saying. Ron, you do like almost an hour podcast every weekday. You think you're stimulating me? No, I don't. No, I don't. But at least I admit it. And I think that's half the battle. There are certain rules and regulations to listening to this show. It's, you may not be paying for this. Some of you are. I shouldn't have said that. some of you do pay for this, and some of you don't. Oh, no, Ron. You've broken the cardinal rule of podcasts. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was the rule. But there are certain rules, and I must point out the fire exits.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host.
Yes, I am.
Do not attempt to try this at home.
Please.
Some listeners may experience nausea or vomiting while listening to this show. Mm-hmm. Please consult with your doctor or psychologist before listening to this program. The Ron Van Dam Show is not intended for listeners who have had a history of high blood pressure or acid reflux. Women who are pregnant should stay at least 20 feet away from the radio speaker and should avoid listening to the show for more than 2 hours at any one time.
Absolutely.
The Ron Van Dam t-shirts should never be worn in conjunction with the Ron Van Dam pants.
God, no.
Unless it is after Memorial Day or before Labor Day.
But even then.
Please refrain from loud conversation, as this may be disruptive to others nearby who are trying to listen to this program. Your enjoyment of the program may vary. It may vary greatly. Please enjoy the show.
That didn't make me feel very good. Okay, before we get started, a large bar will come from behind your head and encompass the front of your body. That's in case, for some reason, you try to go somewhere. You'll be restrained. Also, I do this every single weekday unless I don't feel like it. Or it's a holiday, in which case I usually really don't feel like it. Otherwise, I do. Every single fucking weekday. I know. Something's wrong with somebody. There's a mental deficiency somewhere in this room. Guess whose it is? You can go to my Facebook page. I don't know why. I paid somebody to build a Facebook page for me, and I still fail to understand why that was necessary. But nonetheless, if you would go to the page and like it, apparently that's good for me. Hello? It's New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. That's New England Broadcasting, The Ron Van Dam Show. That's a Facebook page. Go there and like it. I'd appreciate it if you do, although, believe me, I don't know why. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You can contact me if you have any subjects that you wish discussed on this program, or perhaps you're an interesting person who's written a book, or maybe you quilted a blanket. I don't know. The email, it's through the Email Association of America. It's ronvandamshow@gmail.com. ronvandamshow@gmail.com. That's it. Goodbye. This goes on for about another 30 seconds. I think that's enough time for you to go and make a sandwich for yourself. I suggest perhaps the tuna today. It seems to be fresh. I recently went to a restaurant with some friends, and we were looking at the appetizer menu. And on the appetizer menu, one of the items was fried pickles, and I had never had a fried pickle before. And my friend said, "Ron, you got to try it. It's incredible." And I said, I can't imagine how frying a pickle could be an incredible experience for me. It's not something I thought I would ever do with a pickle, to be honest with you. I don't do much with pickles. You ladies may feel otherwise, but I don't. It is nothing but a cucumber that was dropped in salt and some kind of liquid stuff and cured overnight or for 6 years, whatever. And that's about all I know about pickles. They're salty brine. But my friend said, "Ron, you got to try the fried pickles. They are quite an experience." I said, "You know, perhaps that's not on my bucket list. Can you imagine that it's not? I can't figure it out myself." So I said, "Ron, order the fried pickles. We tell you that you must do it." So I said, "Okay, fine. You know, I'm adventurous. I'm not going to go hang gliding or zip lining or hang upside down from my toenails on a roller coaster. So I might as well be a little adventurous, and I will order the fried pickle appetizer." And the waitress comes over, and she says, "What will you have, funny-looking man?" And I said, "Oh, how do you know me?" I said, "All right, I'll try the fried pickles." And she said, excellent choice. And I thought, oh, this is like a conspiracy now. I mean, what has everybody been clued to say that this is such a fantastic thing? It's a fried pickle. Get a life. By the way, isn't it interesting when we order something, some people say, I'll have the steak, but other people who are obviously not real confident with themselves, they say, I'll try the steak. You can't try a steak, and I can't try the fried pickles. You order it, you pay for it. You don't try food in a restaurant. There's no big sample bowl that comes out. I'll try the lobster. No, sir, you're not going to try it. You're going to buy it, and you're going to eat the damn thing. I don't care if you eat it or not. You're purchasing the lobster. You're not trying anything. It's not a taste test. It's not a wine tasting. You're in a freaking restaurant. You're ordering food. You're not trying it. Okay, fine. So I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting about 5 minutes, and then the waitress comes out, and she hands me a little plate, and on it are fried pickles, and they look like pickles that have indeed been fried, deep fried. And everybody at the table is looking like, Ron, go on. We want to watch you eat the pickle. I said, okay, look, it's bad enough that you forced me to order this stuff. Now all of you are going to watch me eat the pickle and look for my reaction. What is this, like a reality game show here? Like, come on, try. Oh, go on, Ron, try. You're going to love the fried pickle. These people are known for the fried pickles. That, oh, what a reputation. That's the kind of thing I would shoot for in my lifetime. Did you cure cancer? Well, no. Did you save a child's life? Well, no. Well, what did you do in your life? I had a fried pickle. Go right to heaven. Go right to heaven, man. Don't even stop at the gate. You go right in. I can't believe you had a fried. That's fantastic. So I try the fried pickle. I take a bite of the fried pickle, and everybody's staring at me. And they say, well, Ron, what do you think? What do you think? I said, you know what I think? I think it's a pickle that has been deep fried, and it tastes like it. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, hot pickles, no. Sorry. I'm just, you know, like you people that are going to vote for Donald Trump, I don't understand you. And I equally don't understand people that like fried pickles. I don't think it was the original intent of the pickle to be fried like that or to be eaten and consumed like that. I think it's wrong. I think it should be stopped immediately. No one should ever have a fried pickle again. It's not good for you. But whatever. I sound like a Valley girl. Whatever. You know, that's an actual problem that people have. That Valley girl kind of, it was originally called the Valley girl thing. Now it's called vocal fry. Have you ever heard of this? Vocal fry. A friend of mine turned me on to vocal fry, and vocal fry is when you let the last few letters of any given word just drag on, and as it drags on, your voice changes, usually into a deeper register. And females do this; their voice changes at the end of a word. And she told me about this, and I thought, this is like fried pickles. It is meaningless and senseless. And then I started realizing it's not. It is an entire method of speech pattern, and it's very difficult not to do it. It's called vocal fry. Now there's a YouTube person. You know, on YouTube you can find some people that have become very popular for no reason whatsoever. And one of these people is a girl named Abby Normal. Now, I don't know if that's her real name, but it's mystifying. And this is about 2.5-3 minutes, and she explains vocal fry.
There's an epidemic in America.
Epidemic.
It affects young women.
Young women.
And that is
vocal fry tones. Ugh, gross.
Hi, so what's going on in this country is something that really irritates me. And that is vocal fry tones, especially heard with young teens or people in high social groups.
No, stop it.
Hi, Abby Normal here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about vocal fry tones. Vocal fry tones are actually a vocalism that will allow people, especially baritones and basses, who want to sing really low tones to be able to get those out. You'll hear them in some really low bass parts. How you get it is by allowing small puffs of air to flow through your vocal cords. Unfortunately, it's become some sort of weird mode today to show your affiliation with basically an in-crowd by especially women to use these vocal fry tones, and it is not good for their vocal health. This creaky vibration is becoming really popular, not only in vocal singing, like Britney Spears, hey, yeah, 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 you know, that sort of thing. It's become something that you add to your speech pattern, and it's really not good for your throat. This sort of vocalization can cause more harm to your throat because your vocal cords aren't smoothly rubbing together. They're more clapping. It's like whispering. Instead of a nice even flow, you are creating more friction on your vocal cords. Plus, it's completely irritating. It happens most often as a learned behavior, something that people do in order to get along with a group. It can happen, this sort of action happens with accents or even vocal speech patterns. Say, if, like I'm doing right now, if someone always ends their sentence in an upward glide, then a lot of people who are talking to them also do it. And this glottalization, this fry tone, irritates the living crap out of me. So I would like to please tell the young women of the world, or people like high-end fashion designers, to please stop trying to sound sophisticated or cultured by putting a vocal fry tone in your sentences. And I will stop wanting to throw poop at your face. Thank you.
Wow.
This has been a public service announcement by Abby Normal One.
Wow, Abby. Cool. Wow. Take a break.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done. Carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work. I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me. Waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me. Naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked. I do the work naked. You pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House. Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook where I am naked.
You're listening to The Big Show by Sean Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
All right. I've got to do this on every show, and I do apologize for it. I want to speak to Trump supporters for no more than 1 minute. I swear. You need to think twice. You can't anymore say that Donald Trump says everything that I want to say, because you know that's not true. Not everything. I get on my knees to you and say, is it not time for you to stop insisting that you're going to vote for Trump? You don't have to vote for Hillary Clinton. And I've never said this before on the air. I've been doing radio for about 25 years now, a little over 25 years. And I've always been very vocal about everybody voting. It's the one thing you can do for your country is to vote and to participate, at least to vote. This time around, if you don't believe in Trump or you don't want him to be president, don't vote for him. That doesn't mean you have to vote for Clinton. Just don't vote. And I've never said that before, but we've never been in circumstances like this before. Don't vote against somebody. Don't vote for them. It's different. Don't stand behind Trump if you don't really want him to be president, because, ladies and gentlemen, and I say this categorically, and you know I'm right, the man is unbalanced. There's something wrong with him. He's mentally not there. He has serious, serious psychological problems. I'm serious. And this one quote, which I'm going to play now, that Donald Trump said, you never want to be one of these people because it's demeaning. And here's why. This is what Donald Trump said about you, Trump supporter.
The people, my people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible. No, they say, Trump, we love you too, man. Trump's voters are by far, you know, I'm at 68, 69%. I'm at 90%.
Okay. He's just insulted you. He insulted you. He said he can do the stupidest, most ridiculous, most horrible, most horrendous things, like shoot somebody. For no reason. He didn't even say there was a reason. He was making the point he could actually do something horrible, and you would still support him. Do you not find that insulting? That should have been the first clue that you're being used. You're being taken by a lunatic. That's all I want to say. I'm sorry I brought it up. It's my fault. I brought it up. Let's get some exercise.
Our circle's a little bit bigger and you have some more room. Had enough, have you? Okay, Daniel. Just put it on the tray and then come and join us. Feet apart, everybody. Down to your toes we go. And look up into the sky. Maybe we'll see some clouds today. Was it raining at your house this morning? Let's see if we can chase the rain away then. Ready, please, Mr. Music. Stretch up. A few clouds over there, I think. A few black ones over there. Bend and stretch right up.
When he was 25, speed jive, don't want to stay alive. When you're 25, and when it's getting close to Mars and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots for ripping up the stars, from his face, a funky little boat ray. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent wrecks. Oh man, I need TV when I got.
Hey, dude. Speaking of bullying, I hate bullying. I've done a lot of shows about bullying. I think it's horrible. It's just awful. And school's starting up in a short period of time, actually. That's kind of sad. And bullying comes into the conversation once more.
Ron, how are you?
Hey, Greta. It's Greta Monahan, everybody. Lifestyle expert, TLC star, and a mom. I'm none of those things, so you're way ahead of me.
Well, then we have a lot to talk about, Ron.
Yeah, I guess we have a lot of education to do here. We're talking about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart, because I talk about this on the show a lot, and that's bullying. It happens in the schoolyard. It happens in presidential politics. It happens. Yes. It happens everywhere. And this kind of activity shapes a person's personality for the rest of their lives. And I think it's incredibly important to talk about. And I don't think we talk about it enough, or have really come to any great conclusions here. And I know that yourself and Pilot Penn is partnering to stamp out this bullying thing.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad that you're passionate about it, and I'm honored to be here. This is actually, second time that I've come out with Pilot to talk about this. Last year, Pilot Penn kicked off their campaign by joining forces with StompOutBullying.org, which is a race bullying for good partnership, and donated $125,000 to Stomp Out Bullying, and has continued. I mean, this is going strong. And so when they gave me an opportunity to be back and to talk about it to other parents and people like you, I was thrilled to do it.
Good.
Because this problem, you're absolutely right, this problem is as bad as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. 1 in 4 American students have been bullied. I don't think any of us thinks that. That means that our own kids are having this happen or experiencing it.
Yep.
And 43% of the U.S. students have been bullied while online. And to your point, Ron, the cyber world and the tech world for our kids has opened the floodgates on bullying.
Yep. You've even got adults publicly displaying this on national stages, too. It's really gotten out of hand, and yet we don't even... We bat an eyelash at that and find that to be cute and entertaining. I'm incensed about it myself, and it's funny it's funny in a sense. If you were bullied or you're on the receiving end, then it's like this is life and death. If you're on the other end where you did the bullying or your kid does the bullying, then the answer is, well, they're just being kids. It's not a big deal.
You know, that's why I love StompOutBullying.org and Pilot Penn, because I've really learned so much as a parent just by having a resource. And I think not enough parents realize, and educators for that matter, that, you know, we have to demonstrate that we are not just bystanders.
Yeah.
And that's one of the tips that we've learned from Stomp Out Bullying is, you know, teach your kids to be an upstander versus a bystander. And that's something that we need to do as adults, to really model that and show that. And also pay attention, you know, really pay attention and listen to what's going on with your kids and their relationships, whether you're teaching them in school or it's at home or it's on the phone, and especially, to your point, you know, online activity. To whatever your rules and your comfort are at home, I don't think we can just assume that kids should sort of be, you know, be on there doing, you know, whatever, and assume that maybe they're not being faced with this problem online, and maybe they just don't know what to do. They don't know that they can block someone, or they don't know that the right thing to do is to not respond, you know? And we need to talk to them about that if we expect them to do well in these situations.
You're absolutely right. It has opened up an entire new field of abuse, as far as I'm concerned. With every good thing that comes along, sometimes it can be overshadowed greatly by the negatives of them, and that is a good example right there. You know, I think if everybody in unison said bullying is not cool and we're not even going to listen to it anymore and we're not even going to tolerate it, then I think it would go away. I think it's that kind of thing where if it doesn't work anymore, people will stop doing it.
Well, that's what Pilot Pen is passionate about. They've joined forces with Stomp Out Bullying because they really want to say, let's have a conversation, which is exactly what you're saying. And what they've learned from the kids, because they are so tapped into kids, their website is kid-friendly, they've got a kid chat line, which is totally private, where kids can express themselves. Mm-hmm. They have more information, frankly, than any of us in the numbers that they deal with, and they've really expressed to parents and educators, hey, your kids are intimidated to talk about this.
Right.
This is scary for them.
Yes.
And so when you rate, you know, you need to do this in such a way that you're not, you know, you're not kind of jamming this down their throat. You need to create an arena where it is something that we acknowledge goes on, and to help them really figure out the ways in which they can respond to it and what they can do with it when it does happen in front of them, and frankly, how to define it. So, you know, having a resource like this, which is Stomp Out Bullying, and a campaign where it's exactly what you said, we've got to get the word out, we've got to talk about it. It does need to be out there that this is absolutely not okay.
Absolutely.
And frankly, we need to help kids make it uncool.
Uncool and not effective anymore.
That's right.
It doesn't work anymore. But also, I believe those that bully, that when they have that personality, that is a personality defect that needs to be taken care of by perhaps a therapist or something. I mean, that need to bully somebody is, I believe, a personality defect.
Well, for a lot of, I know parents like myself, my friends, you know, friends I know that are teachers, that was what was so amazing, to actually have a resource like StompOutBullying.org, because when you go there, actually, Ron, you really learn about sort of how this happens, how this starts, you know, what conversations to have, how to actually bridge them so it doesn't feel forced. And how to observe your kids, what to observe, what that behavior looks like. And I think that's really an education that we parents need to have, because what we don't want to do is alienate any kid for any reason. And we need our children to be okay and really understand how to identify this. So talking to children, listening to children, giving them a resource, that's really the best way to get involved. And, you know, also, I mean, prepare your kids for back to school in a positive way.
Yes.
This can be part of the conversation.
Yes.
And if you want to give, and this is something you're passionate about, you know, you can put the friction clicker erasable gel ink pen on your list.
Yes.
And this will be something that is, you know, donated to a great cause, which is something I'm really passionate about. But teaching kids how to communicate and being passionate about communication is what Pilot Pen has always done, and that's why this is such a natural fit, you know?
It's very important. I mean, this is, you know, it's a good time of year to talk about it, because some kids, a good percentage of kids, are scared about going back to school, scared going back to that social environment that intimidates them and scares them so much. And you're right, they can't talk about it to their parents, because then they sound like wusses, and this is something they deal with on their own sometimes, and it festers, and it's awful.
And I think that if we don't really show them that this is out there before they are confused by hearing it on, you know, the school grounds or in a park or, you know, with their friends, I think let's make it so that there's no confusion. Let's help our kids have a resource, see it, and also really know the definition of bullying.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, you know, one of the things. And we've got to prepare our kids for back to school in a positive way.
Yeah.
To your point, we want them to look forward to this. This is not something we'd never want their school years and their school experiences to be hung up on fear and social intimidation at all. So it's really important that we as parents lead the charge and really give them what they need and show them where to go.
Well, thanks for your involvement. Thanks to Pilot Pen, because companies, they like the notoriety of making themselves public. But when a company actually says, I'm going to do something socially, it's going to make things better for everybody, I applaud that. I think, good. You need the backing of a company sometimes.
I do too, and I think it's good that we also, you know, applaud Pilot, because frankly, cyber and tech is great, but to get down to encourage handwriting, staying organized, you know, giving kids those tools to really go back to school that are quality are what really matters.
Good. Good conversation. Hey, thanks a lot for your time this morning, Greta.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks so much.
One more time, that website where we can go meander.
you can go to stompoutbullying.org. You can also follow us on social media at Pilot Pen USA.
Yay. Thanks, Greta.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
I have a very strong opinion about bullying, as you probably know. And I truly believe, and I mince no words about it, I don't care if you're 5 years old, 10 years old, or 35 or 60, if you physically or mentally accost somebody, that's against the law, and it must be punished accordingly. And if a child is not punished for bullying or intimidating or messing with somebody's mind like that, or actually touching them, punching them, whatever the case may be, that is a criminal offense, and they should be handled accordingly. Should a five-year-old child be put in jail? No. Punished accordingly? Yes. And any parent that defends their child by saying they're just being kids is definitely causing a great problem in our society. It is something that bullying is something that, the person who's being bullied carries through the rest of their lives. And it's a crime. Assault is a crime at any age. And if a child does it, they must be told and felt that that is just so totally wrong that it's not funny. And it's not funny at all. And that's one of the reasons why I despise this Trump guy, because he is a poster child of bullying. He is a bully. He admits that he's a bully. He says, this person attacked me, I'm going to attack them back even harder. He said at the conventions, if somebody protests this convention or says anything bad about my people, Trump says, you go out and you punch them and you hit them hard and I'll pay your attorney fees. I can't imagine the mindset of a Trump supporter after comments like that, and how that doesn't personify bullying to its greatest degree. It annoys me, kids. I don't know. Donald Trump has decided not to make this election about politics, but about himself and about attitudes, and that's the problem that he has set up for himself. Okay, let's move on.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Sounds like somebody needs to learn to make better choices.
Hey, that's not fair.
Insomnia, it may affect the wake neurotransmitters in your brain, disrupting your wake and sleep messages. Belsomra is a prescription medicine for adults who have trouble falling or staying asleep. Belsomra is thought to help turn down wake messages by targeting and inhibiting the action of orexin, a neurotransmitter that plays a central role in sending wake messages. Only Belsomra works this way.
Do not take Belsomra if you have narcolepsy. When taking Belsomra, don't drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully awake. Walking, eating, driving, or engaging in other activities while asleep without remembering it the next day have been reported. Belsomra should not be taken together with alcohol. Abnormal behaviors may include aggressiveness, confusion, agitation, or hallucinations. The temporary inability to move while falling asleep or waking up and temporary leg weakness have also been reported. In depressed patients, worsening depression, including risk of suicide, may occur. Alcohol may increase these risks. Side effects include next-day drowsiness.
Ah, sleep. Ask your doctor about Belsomra.
Well, we're about out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another program. Until then, I wish you peace.